Portuguese man of war. People often think of them as a jellyfish, but they're not exactly that. They're something a little different. So talk about what they actually are.
They're certainly related to jellyfish. They belong to one of the large zoological groups that also includes jellyfish, and they have some characteristics in common. They sting the way a jellyfish does, which is what most people care about. But they are built in a different way. They're really an animal that is made up of different specialized units. Some of them are for feeding, some of them are for swimming, some of them are for flotation. And they all develop as the animal grows from a single original larval stage. So not a colony in the sense of a lot of animals coming together and teaming up, but something that evolves as the animal grows and differentiates into different functional components.
Modular in a way.
Yeah, you can think of it as modular. It has many, many stomach units. And these are the things that have the tentacles, but they also have the digestive capability. There are many, many hundreds of these on a man of war, and each of them can fish with its tentacle and catch prey and bring it up into the stomach. Sometimes many of these little stomachs will cooperate to digest a large prey item like a fish.
Talk about some of their other components. When you look at pictures, it's got this kind of like big bladder thing on the top, and it can have some pretty long tentacles.
So the main two constituents of the man-o-war are that big float that you see. And so a lot of the motion of the Portuguese man-o-war is by the wind blowing on those sails. That float is filled with gases that include nitrogen and, among other things, carbon monoxide, which is an interesting choice for an animal. And these gases are generated by the animal itself. Then the things that are hanging below it are these stomach animals we just described and the tentacles that go with them. The tentacles, when they're fully extended, can be, say, 20 or 30 feet long down into the water. At that time, they're quite thin and hard to see. When they're contracted up, which is what you would see if it was washed up on the beach, then they're much, much thicker and denser.
What's looking to eat it?
I think probably very few things are adapted to eat them. Some sea turtles will eat man-o-war just like they eat other jellyfish. The mola mola, which is a big fish, also specialized for eating jellyfish, will sometimes eat these. But for the most part, they're not a very good dinner item.
We see them up here on the Cape this summer, and that's not completely unusual. We've seen them before, but they're not exactly something we expect to see all the time.
That's right. I mean, typically these occur in much warmer waters. So you'd see them in the Caribbean, you see them on Florida, the southeast coast of the U.S. When they come up here, and they do appear every few years, we get a few coming in. It's just really a matter of, you know, catching a current, riding up part of the way on the Gulf Stream, maybe getting blown inshore with the winds. So I think they're kind of accidental occurrences up here. They generate a lot of interest, but they're not typically found up in this latitudes.
That sting, it's not fatal, right?
It's almost never fatal. There are very few jellyfish in the world that confer a fatal sting, and none of them around here. So the Physalia, the man-o-war sting, is painful. I've experienced it myself, but it's almost never fatal. And actually, none of the jellyfish around here are fatal.
Talk a little bit about it if you've experienced it personally, and do you need medical attention?
There was a recent study that was done at the University of Hawaii that concluded that really the best remedy for these is a combination of vinegar and then providing warmth. These two things together will help to both remove some of the stinging cells and to neutralize some of their action. The sting can be pretty intense locally and sometimes lead to sort of a sense of numbness over larger parts of the body. In my experience, it wore off after a few hours.
And finally, the name, Portuguese Man of War, and I know it has some other colorful names. Any idea how or why it has such an unusual name?
You know, I'm not quite sure how the Portuguese got blamed for this. You know, the man of war suggests that the fact that it is like a little sailboat because of the inflated sail. They have a version of this in Australia where they're called blue bottles. That's probably a more descriptive name for the bright blue color and the bottle shape.
Well, that's Larry Maiden of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution talking with us this morning about the Portuguese man of war. Thanks so much, Larry.
Most welcome.